The White House wants to make the recovery board the standard on how agencies apply oversight and transparency to contracts and grants. That's why President Obama's signed an executive order that'll create the Government Accountability and Transparency Board. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller here with details of this announcement. This is another in a line of what you and I have talked about, which is the White House trying an idea, seeing if it works, and if it does, moving it to another level. Is that what we're seeing here with this board?
That's exactly what we're seeing. And in fact, the creation of that Government Accountability, Accountable and Transparency Board is the first step. And Vice President Joe Biden describes how this board actually is going to work.
The Oversight Board will be looking at all government spending, every dollar. And once again, we're asking the man who put the recovery board together to help us again. We're asking Earl Devaney. He's going to be working with Jack Lew, the budget director, and his team to set up this board. And we're also working with leaders of both parties, Senator Lieberman and Collins, Coburn and Warner, Congressman Issa and Cummings. They're all on board with the idea of making this government-wide. The kind of online tracking of dollars you can now see in recovery.gov and the cutting-edge technology used to prevent fraud by the Recovery Board can and should be applied, as we said, government-wide. The best inspector generals, the best chief financial officers from the agencies, we're going to bring all of them in.
Now, CFOs will report monthly to the vice president on their progress in cutting wasteful or duplicative spending. And the executive order that President Obama signed also gives CFOs a huge role in cutting $2.1 billion in what they're calling administrative spending across government. These are the back office functions, not necessarily HR or financial management, but one instance is the idea of, well, we're printing the Federal Register. Mm-hmm. Nobody uses it, the right. paper form. There's an opportunity to cut money. Mm-hmm. Each agency probably does very similar activities where they can kind of scratch their head and say, I don't think we need to do this anymore. Here's some expected savings, whether it's $50 or $50 million. Mm-hmm. That's the goal here. Now, agency secretaries will report monthly on their progress at cabinet meetings. And that's how Vice President Joe Biden describes this. We're going to keep them accountable this way, because if it's not at the top of their priorities, they're not going to look at this. So if we have them report monthly at these cabinet meetings, it's going to remain near the top or at the top of their priority list.
Mm-hmm. What is it about the structure of the RAT board that made it something that the administration wanted to emulate here?
I think there's a couple things going on. First off, the Recovery Board Chairman Earl Devaney is a former inspector general. He brings the great understanding of how the government works. And we've talked about him several times. More importantly, I think what the Recovery Board was able to do was create websites using technology to track spending like never before. They started new. They started fresh. This was not the idea of, well, let's take what we got and make it better. They started from zero and mm-hmm. said, okay, how do we go to 100? They also brought in the latest and greatest tools to detect that waste, fraud, and abuse before it happened or soon afterwards.
Since we started the thing 2 years ago, we have more than 75,000 projects with more than 260,000 awards. And that's a lot of transactions. So we asked the Recovery Board to tell us how many dollars are involved in cases in which there have been convictions, where people have, you know, where this all this information came in and independent information about what was being done or alleged to be done fraudulently or wastefully or abusively. And we said, okay, you've gone out and you've convicted some of these people. How much money was involved in all this? It was less than $3 million, not billion, $3 million. $3 million out of $480 billion in contracts, grants, loans, and entitlements that were obligated. No matter which way you cut it, the fraud so far has been remarkably low, less than a fraction of a percent.
So Jeff Zients is OMB's deputy director for management. In a conference call this afternoon with reporters after this event at the White House, Zients says there'll be a new website based on the recovery.gov site. It's going to use those audit tools and then they're also going to use audit tools that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid have used so successfully to either stop or recover improper payments. So they're really, as you said, taking stuff that's worked on a small scale and saying, okay, we're going to expand this government wide mm-hmm. and really take advantage of those lessons learned and apply them to all parts of the government spending.
One of the things about this effort that I thought was particularly noteworthy was the emphasis on duplicative websites. I had no idea there were as many as there are, and I had no idea that there were enough to make it something that the president and vice president would be talking about making an effort to cut.
So what's interesting about this announcement is that here they talk about duplication and getting rid of of programs that don't work or are unnecessary. Well, websites, and Jeff Zients said this during the conference call, this approach has kind of crept online. So now the government has 2,000 what they call top-level .gov domains. Now, these are like, you know, USDA.gov or Treasury.gov. Mm-hmm. These are the top level. But underneath that, there's 24,000 what they call subsets or micro-sites. And these are the, you know, Treasury.gov / whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get, that's why there's so many. Zine says this causes confusion and makes it harder for citizens to find what they need.
The first thing you need to do to get yourself out of a hole like this is to stop digging. So to tackle this problem, we're immediately putting a halt to the creation of any new websites. Over the next few months, we're going to get rid of at least a quarter of these 2,000 sites, and over the next year, we're going to get rid of 1,000 of them. We're already making progress. The Department of Energy is consolidating its websites and will save $10 million a year.
So this freeze is 90 days. They're saying, okay, no new .gov domain websites for 90 days. If you need one, you need to get the approval from federal CIO Vivek Kundra. Otherwise, you don't get it. Now, over those 90 days, they're going to look at new policy. They're going to create a task force with the General Services Administration and federal CIO Vivek Kundra leading this, saying, what policy, what guidelines do we need? What new... How do we change to better manage federal websites? So that's coming as well. There's also several other steps. We have a web story online that we can people can refer to and find the memo.
Excellent. We have that on and more tomorrow.
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris.
Excellent.
And more always, federalnewsradio.com.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller.